That's the Spice Girls saying stop. Now, if you are a lady with boobies, let's just call it what it is. This conversation is for you, and you need to stop in your tracks and listen up. I am joined in studio by Chief Mammographer. Yes, that is a career path, and there is a wonderful woman occupying that title at the 3D Women's Clinic right here in Balito. Yes, we have one of those. It is available as a service on referral only, by the way, but we're starting a conversation today that is dear to my heart and dear to Bianca's heart as well. Bianca, so lovely to have you in studio this morning. Thank you so much. And I'm so excited to talk about boobies.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me here.
Now, family show, we are going to keep it PG, but under the title of Women's or Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October, as we know, breast cancer affects not only women, but men too, but more prevalently in female bodies. How do we start this conversation, and why are we not talking about it more? Early detection, as we know, saves lives, but how can we be more proactive about identifying early signs of breast cancer?
All right. So thank you very much for everyone listening today. So I'm hoping that this information will reach you well and that it will teach you something today. So self-breast examination is definitely the first key of detection for all our women out there and even the men. So we definitely encourage women to do self-breast examination on a regular basis to get to know your body.
I love that. So the way I met you, and I feel so fortunate to have met you and found out about the service available to us, you comforted me in the sense that you sat me down and dressed me in a very pretty pink little gown, but took a moment to calm my nerves, because it is, once you start the exploration of, is there something wrong? Do I have the potential to have something wrong? As a young woman especially, there's so much fear, and I believe that that fear stems from miseducation and lack of education as to how we look after these beautiful boobies that we just grow all of a sudden one day. We don't receive any kind of manual on on how to keep them in tip-top shape. We kind of just expected to know. And you took a moment to explain to me, well, it's a very unique experience. Performing a self-breast examination is not a one-size-fits-all. And, of course, you need to be familiar with your body in order to detect any changes in your body.
That's right. You know, so unfortunately, you know, there is so much information on the internet, and one can easily lose your way around the internet trying to search for answers. And what I do encourage, as I say, self-breast examination, but also that remember, like every woman, you know, we get these breasts and we're supposed to just know what to do, how, what is normal, what's not normal. And then you read all this information on the internet and you think to yourself, oh no, you know, and then you start misdiagnosing yourself some sort of condition that is not true to your body. So we all are unique, you know, like your fingerprints, you are unique in your own way. And, you know, the fear, and I completely understand, and I see this on a daily basis with my patients coming through. For patients, this is a very traumatic experience, coming for a mammogram, coming for a routine checkup, because we are the people that's going to give you the good news or the bad news. We're going to be the ones giving you the, you know, no, you're in a clear or you're not. And, and just sitting there in an unknown, that is a scary space to
really
be,
is.
You know. So, and I'm grateful that you had such a good experience with us and that I could have comforted you therefore. But, you know, that's what our center is all about, is we want to educate women on their own bodies. What is normal? How to do this? What is the right steps to do? Because we don't want people to be lost in translation and with all the information around them.
I love that. And in the spirit of clarifying, I think it's important to note that the Women's 3D Clinic is not a space that you can just visit. You have to be referred by your doctor, your gynecologist, and it's for good reason. And what my doctor shared with me as well is that the breast is made up of so much tissue, and often you can find something that does feel like a lump. Maybe you investigate it and it's accompanied by a lot of fear and anxiety. But again, what your boobies feel like should be consistent from month to month. And if you have found something that is slightly concerning, always go and visit your doctor, your GP, your gynae, and then if deemed necessary, know that there is professional help available at the 3D clinic. But you have given me a wonderful little quick note on how to perform this self-breast examination, and I'm not going to unpack the details. Like I said, this is a family show, but I would like to encourage you, if you feel like you are in need of this advice or in need of this guidance, to pop in at 3D Clinic and go and visit Bianca and the team. Go and have a consultation. Go and have a conversation. Really, it starts with a conversation, and I believe that conversations like these, they don't happen enough. The fact that I only learned how to do this, or that it's important to do monthly on the same day of every month,
yes,
as a 27-year-old woman, shows me that it's not something that's spoken about enough and then amongst peers, family members. And I would just like to really encourage this free flow of information as you have so kindly shared with me.
Thank you very much. But yes, I think as women, you know, like, and not just for this month, but for every month and years to follow, you know, I think the older ladies out there, you know, just remember that the young ladies follow all in your footsteps, and we learn from you. And, you know, if you have information that you can pass along from your expertise, from your life experiences, do pass it on to the ladies. Because you know what, we definitely need women to be more vocal about their own health. You know, be more open about this. Because at the end of the day, a lot of women think they are suffering with something alone, and they're sitting there alone with a struggle. And it's not true. There is so many women out there that's just maybe struggling in silence. And you know, so do reach out. You know, and I invite all women. If you, even if you just want to come and have a chat about breast health with us, you are more than welcome to pop into the Mammo Center. I am more than happy to sit you down and to help you and explain to you and give you the necessary information that you need to look after yourself. So ladies, please, I'm inviting you to do that for yourself.
You can find Bianca and the team at the Bellito Junction. It's Women's 3D Mammogram and also Ultrasound. That's a thing, by the way. Clinic. They are absolute professionals. Can you give us a social media handle or perhaps a telephone number, email address, whereby people can make contact?
All right, so you are more than welcome to come and visit us in the Bellito Junction Mall. So we are at shop number 657A, or you can email us at bellito@3dmammocenter.co.za. We also have a telephone number, 032-492-0000. You can even reach us on WhatsApp, 076-264-7643. And there's also a website where you can also make your online bookings, so www.3dmammocenter.co.za. So ladies, there's multiple ways to reach us if you need help.
That is so comprehensive. And just wrapping up the conversation today, I would just like to leave anybody who is on the other side of this line with some concrete advice. When you are performing these examinations, from what age should you start performing self-examinations? And what are the basics that you are looking for? What should warrant concern?
Okay, so ladies, so my advice would be, as soon as you have fully developed breast, try and get to know your breast from the beginning. Because the thing is, what's normal for you, again, as I mentioned, a fingerprint, you are unique in your own way. So do it every month. I would say 1 week after your menstrual cycle, because that is when the swelling normally has gone down, and that will give you like a consistent kind of feel of what is normal, what is not normal with your breasts.
Okay, fantastic.
And then what you need to look for, okay, so if you have any lumps, swelling in your armpits or in your breast, if there's any changes to your skin, nipples, or if there's any sort of abnormalities that you detect from shape, size, masses, please do not leave it unattended. Always go to your physician and have it checked out.
Fantastic, Bianca. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your empathy and the amount of care with which you handled me. And I just am so excited for all women to know that this care is a conversation away.
Thank you very much.